Welcome to Scripture Beneath the Surface, an outreach of Preparation Ministries, a presentation to encourage God's people to embrace a life of holiness and to move away from the worldly lifestyle of today's church. It is our hope that you will come to understand the message of 2 Corinthians 6, 17, and 18, which tells us to come out from among them and be a separate people. We bring this to you because we believe Jesus is coming soon. Now here is our host, Randy Smith.
Hello. Thanks for being with us. Today, I'd like to ask the question, can a Christian be subject to the beast of Revelation? You know, people have asked me about what I think is the most important thing in Scripture to help understand Bible prophecy. Of course, I can't bring it down to just one single most important point because there are so many things that are important to understanding Bible prophecy. However, there is one concept that stands out in my mind that is central to understanding the end time scriptures, and that concept is the beast. Now, of course, everyone who reads the Bible knows that there are beasts in the Bible. But then, I doubt that many Christians understand the concept of the beast very well. So let's take a look at the term beast and see if we can get a clearer understanding of the importance of this biblical concept. First, what a beast is an animal. In fact, the word animal is not found in the original King James Version of the Bible. What the Bible uses instead of the term animal is the term beast. Now, in this present day, we who speak English don't use the term beast to describe animals unless we're talking about wild animals. But in the Bible, the term beast just refers to a living, breathing animal. This is confusing to us sometimes, but essentially, when you read the word beast in Scripture, what it's referring to is an animal. It may be a domesticated animal, or it may be a wild animal. But essentially, it's just an animal, either domesticated like cattle or wild like lions and tigers. Think of this. We know that horses, mules, camels, donkeys, and other animals have been taught to carry burdens. But notice that the term we use to describe them all together is beast of burden. We don't call them animals of burden, but beasts of burden. They are beasts that carry our burdens. Now, this is all somewhat interesting, and to some of you it may sound boring, but what I want you to see first of all is that a beast in Scripture is not necessarily a wild animal, but can also be a tame animal. And especially, I want you to see that when the Bible talks about beasts, it can be referring to any animal at all. Now, the book of Genesis tells us that man and beast were made on the same day, the sixth day of creation. But although man was created on the same day as the animals, this doesn't mean that man and animals are alike. Beasts have a beast nature, and man has a human nature. And the term nature is important to understand. The word nature is used to describe the essential qualities or characteristics by which something is recognized. It is the various emotional and mental attributes that determine a person's character and their actions and reactions. This means that you as a human person have certain tendencies or abilities, and animals have other different tendencies or abilities. Let me give you some examples. It is the nature of some animals to hunt other animals. It is the nature of some animals to chew their cud. It is the nature of human beings to contemplate life after death. It is the nature of animals to react physically and to make decisions based on physical circumstances. It is the nature of humans to not only use physical circumstances to make decisions, but to also use spiritual insights to make decisions. Now, think about this for a minute. The nature of an animal, a beast, is based on its physical circumstances. its physical surroundings. But the nature of humans is based on not only physical circumstances, but also spiritual circumstances. Humans can contemplate eternity. Humans can contemplate life after death. Humans can contemplate the existence of God and can understand the power behind the Word of God. But beasts cannot. Beasts only think in terms of the physical properties of their environment. So there is a definite difference between the nature of humans and the nature of animals. A beast is strictly concerned with its physical self, with its physical environment, but a human has the ability to also be concerned with spiritual concepts. When God created man, He created a being which could contemplate God. Man can contemplate God and life after death. Now, when man thinks about life after death, and he considers the earth, the universe, and all heavenly things, he then has an opportunity to make decisions which will influence his life for eternity. But an animal does not have the nature of man, and so the animal, the beast, will only make decisions which affect his physical, fleshly self in this current physical earth environment. Animals do not have the nature to look into the far future that humans do. Animals live for the day and don't think about the eternal things of tomorrow. But then humans, because they can comprehend both the physical things of this world and also the heavenly things of God, have a choice. They can focus on either one of them. It just comes down to one of two things. Will man focus on the heavenly things of God and make decisions that will ensure his eternal life? Or will man focus on the physical things of this world and thereby make decisions which will ensure his continuing enjoyment of earthly things? These are the two natures. The one nature is the nature of the beast, the animal. The other nature is the nature of godliness. God did not create man to just act like the animals and to concentrate on just the physical necessities or delights of this world. God created man to be able to make decisions based on both the physical needs and the spiritual needs of the body. But then the beast nature is a very strong nature. The beast nature is very hard to overcome. Because man has been made flesh and blood, just like the beasts of the earth, the flesh of man is a stumbling block. Mankind has physical urges. He has desires that his flesh calls for. He has yearnings of the flesh which entice him away from focusing on the eternal aspects of God. These fleshly desires of man cause him to lose sight of the spiritual world of God and to begin to focus on the everyday physical delights of earth. Now, you're a Christian. At least, I assume that if you're listening to this program, that you're a Christian. This means that you have set aside the beast nature and have focused on the spiritual nature. God is a spirit. Those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit. Animals cannot do that. They cannot worship God in spirit because they are not created with the capacity to comprehend God. But humans can. And because humans can do both, meaning they can both contemplate the present and also contemplate the future, they then have the ability to make a decision concerning which concept they will focus on. What is your nature? Is your nature a tendency toward the spiritual things of God? Or is your nature a tendency toward the physical things of earth? Essentially, this is what I would like you to think about today. What is your nature? As a Christian, it should be the nature of godliness. But then you are still saddled with a body of flesh, and the flesh is very strong. Eventually, God will destroy all flesh. The only bodies that will eternally survive are those bodies which have not only been born again in spirit, but have also been changed into glorified bodies. The Bible tells us that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Therefore, it is either your chosen nature to become like Jesus, or you are choosing to be aligned with the beast nature within you. Now, listen carefully. The beast of Revelation 13 is that nature which focuses on the physical things of earth. Humans have the ability to make choices, therefore humans can choose to follow God's word and to focus their lives on heavenly things. But humans who focus on the things of this world rather than the heavenly things of God are really nothing more than beasts. They have the nature of the beast. They have rejected the spiritual things of God in exchange for the delights of this world. They have chosen to align themselves with the animal kingdom instead of the spiritual kingdom of God. So what is your nature? Are you by nature subject to the desires of the flesh, or are you by nature subject to the spiritual things of God? Do you have the nature of the beast within you, or do you have the nature of God? Now, listen closely. This is the essence of what is taking place in the world. The beast, referred to in Revelation 13, is the physical nature of this physical world and the physical universe. The beast is that natural tendency to focus primarily on the physical necessities and physical delights of this world. The beast that the Bible refers to is the nature of the animal which makes decisions based on how the flesh will be affected. If your nature is the nature of the beast, then you will be concerned with the physical things of this world. And although you will be aware of the spiritual things of God, your focus will be on the delights and delicacies that you can experience in the flesh. The overriding influence of natural man is the beast, but the overriding influence of spiritual man is God. Christians are called to a higher existence of life than the animals. Christians are called to suppress the nature of the beast and to encourage the nature of the spirit. Christians are called to set their focus on heavenly things. As it says in Colossians 3:2, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. The beast of Revelation 13 is that animalistic desire for stimulation of the flesh and to look to the resources of the flesh for the power to attain all things. The beast nature does not look to God for provision, but looks to the physical universe for the power. The nature of the beast is to look to all things physical and to ignore all things spiritual. This means that the man who has the nature of the beast will not trust in God for his wants and needs, but will look to the physical powers to attain them. It is the power of this natural world that the beasts trust in. Now, I know this is a difficult subject, and some of it seems to be just boring facts, but nevertheless, this is important. For you see, the beast is that nature which animals were created with, which focuses only on the physical needs and wants of the flesh. And humans, because they were made to have all the abilities of the animal, and also to have the ability to comprehend the spiritual, can therefore choose which nature they want to be in control. They can either allow the nature of the beast to be the central controlling factor in their lives, or they can allow the nature of God to be the controlling factor in their lives. The choice is up to man, which he will choose. Now, take a look back at the time before the world was created. We know that Satan was first created as an angel. He was in the presence of God as the archangel. He was created as a fantastic being, but was lifted up in pride. However, Satan, who is referred to in Isaiah 14 as Lucifer, made a decision to follow after the nature of the beast instead of to follow after God. He was the first one to reach out to the beast nature for his power. Satan came to believe that he could rise above God and be like the Most High God and actually end up on the throne of God as supreme ruler. However, Satan had an obstacle. You see, he could not use God's power to overcome God. If Satan trusted in the power of God for his strength, he would always be subject to God. No, the only way Satan could overcome God was with a different power. And this power had to be greater than God's word. So, essentially, what Satan did was to reject the power and rule of God and take to himself another power. The power that Satan chose was the physical powers of the universe. Satan took to himself the physical powers by which he intended to overcome the spiritual powers of God. Satan came to the conclusion that the physical powers of the earth and universe could be greater than the spiritual power of God's spoken word. Now, we Christians know that this is impossible, but yet this is what Satan chose. He chose the animal nature as his source of power. Rather than put his trust in the power of God's spoken word, he chose to put his trust in the ability to manipulate the physical forces of the universe. Now, before you reject this concept as implausible, stop and think for a minute. Remember what God said when he came down to view the construction of the Tower of Babel. He said in Genesis 11:6 that now that the people of earth were all of one mind, there was nothing that would keep them from accomplishing what they imagined to do. And that is the most important concept. God himself has acknowledged the power of the physical, not that it was greater than the word of God, but that if left unhindered, this physical power, manipulated by man, and combined with his inventions and sweat, could eventually do anything that humans wanted to do.
We hope you're finding today's message interesting. If you would like a copy for your own use, please listen after Randy's closing thoughts for our contact information. As long as the Lord enables us, we will provide all of our materials free of charge. Please be assured that you will not be asked for any donation. We believe God will supply our need as he sees fit. God's word is freely given. Now once again, here's Randy.
The beast, that physical nature that relies on the physical powers of the universe rather than following after God, was first accepted by Satan as an alternative to following God's word. And after Satan was allowed to enter the world to tempt mankind, the beast nature also rose up in humans. Animals have no choice but to depend on their own physical abilities for their provision, but humans have been created with an ability to choose otherwise. But most people of earth still follow after the lust of the flesh and trust in the powers of science and technology, rather than trusting in God. But when Jesus Christ returns in the clouds of heaven, the beast will be cast into the sea of fire and brimstone to be destroyed along with the false prophet. This means that the powers of science and the lust of the flesh will no longer exist. They will be destroyed along with the whole system of Satan's lies. Jesus Christ will reign supreme, and everyone, down to the last man, will seek to be obedient to the Word of God. The animal nature appeals to the flesh of humans, but the heavenly things of God appeal to the spirit nature of man. God has created man to be a little higher than animals in order that we might be able to choose between the animal desires of the flesh and the heavenly desires of the spirit. We were meant to choose between godliness and fleshly desires. Animals seek out the things of the flesh, but those who are born again in spirit seek out the spiritual things of God. Satan chose the powers of the flesh as his source of power. He believed that the natural laws of the universe were sufficient to overpower God's word. God's power is his word. All God has to do is to speak, and his words accomplish everything. By the word of God, the world was created. But Satan chose to trust in the powers of this world instead of trusting and following the word of God. The physical laws of the universe are Satan's power. The physical laws of science and technology is what Satan uses in the hope of drawing away God's people, just as he drew away a third of the angels. You see, when Revelation 12:4 tells us that Satan drew a third of the angels away from God by using his tail, it means that Satan convinced a third of the angels that the physical powers of the universe could overcome the word of God. He convinced a third of the angels that the physical laws of science could create all the technology needed to overthrow God's kingdom. Satan aligned himself with the physical nature just as animals do. Now, think of this. A tail is something that animals have. Humans don't have tails. It is the tail which is representative of the animal concept. Animals have tails. Satan used his tail, or in other words, Satan convinced a third of the angels that the manipulation of natural laws could overcome God. And in addition, Satan is applying the same tactic toward humans as he did to the angels. He is trying to convince humans that the physical powers of this world are sufficient in themselves and that God's words are no longer necessary. Satan is trying to convince you that science and technology, the mind of man, the ingenuity of man, is better than following God's word. So what are you doing? Are you aligning yourself on the side of the beast nature, or are you aligning yourself on the side of the spiritual relationship with God? It is the beast nature which is the weapon of Satan. Through science and technology, and especially with TV, movies, and the internet, Satan is drawing people away from God just like he drew a third of the angels away. Now, one last thing. Because the ultimate evil of Satan is the beast nature, just stop and think about how Satan has encouraged mankind to put their trust in the strength of man's own hands. Just think of all the things of this world which encourage man to focus on the physical things of earth and to rely on science and technology instead of relying on God. Even many preachers encourage their congregations to focus on the riches of this world instead of encouraging them to focus on the spiritual things of God. These preachers center their sermons around how much people can get from God instead of centering on the concept of how much we can give to God. This is no accident. It is Satan's way of deceiving God's people. It is the power of the tail which is so convincing, promising the world and convincing them to trust in their own might and power like animals, rather than trusting in God.
Thank you for joining us for Scripture Beneath the Surface. If you would like a copy of today's program, please contact us and ask for message number 32, Can a Christian be subject to the beast? As always, there is no charge for our material, and you will not be asked for any donation. In addition, we will send you the complete list of our messages, which contain such topics as Image of the Beast, Mark of the Beast, and the Rapture. There are several ways to obtain our messages. Just contact us in the way which is easiest for you. Our postal address is Preparation Ministries, P.O. Box 475, Olivet, Michigan 49076. That's Preparation Ministries, P.O. Box 475, Olivet, Michigan 49076. We also have an email address. It is preparationministries@gmail.com. That's preparationministries, all one word, @gmail.com. Or you may contact us by telephone. The number is area code 269-763-2114. That's 269-763-2114. We also have a website. You can find us there under the name preparationministries.net, .com, or .org. Preparation Ministries is all one word. Thank you again for listening to Scripture Beneath the Surface, and may God bless.